It's Monday, June 20th. And boy, I got some great news for you tonight. Got a big, big announcement to make. And it's very exciting. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Geek News Central, the longest continuous running tech podcast. This is show number 868, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Of course, our June GoDaddy special. If you're a brand new customer to GoDaddy, you can get 35% off your very first order at GoDaddy.com by using the promo code 35OFF1 or get a .com for just $2.49 by using the promo code Geek249. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Got a great show lined up for you tonight. Here comes our additional opening. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
5.
Button, who's got the button?
4.
There is no cause for alarm.
3.
Everybody hold on to something.
2.
Just press the button.
1.
It's showtime.
Hey, everyone, welcome to Geek News Central. I tell you what, it's Thursday, not Monday. It's Thursday, June 20th. Welcome to the show. Of course, Geek News Central is coming to you as live as it can be from the beautiful state of Hawaii, via the Geek News Central studio overlooking Greater Honolulu. Hey, everyone, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Got a great lineup for you tonight. Lots of great tech. It's gotten busy again. I think people are getting back off vacation or something. But hey, everyone, welcome. I give a warm welcome to the Ohana, all the longtime listeners of the show. Thanks for being here, being part of the family. And if you're new to the show, thanks for checking us out for the very first time. I tell you what, being part of the Ohana has its privileges because you're going to get the best inside information about what's going on in the tech space. Of course, if you follow all of our content here, you're going to find out about gadgets. You're going to find out about new media. You're going to watch Langley and his team discussing all the wild and quirky events going on in the tech space and social media and everything. So definitely get subscribed to all of our shows. You can do that real easy by going over to geeknewscentral.com. You'll find all the links there to all the content that we have, and you want to get subscribed to all of it. Get signed up for the newsletters as well, because the newsletter is your gateway to getting basically the show notes delivered directly to your email inbox. Now, don't worry. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, all you got to do is go over to gncshownotes.com/868. This is show number 868, and you will be able to get access to all the links and all the content I'm going to cover tonight. So definitely don't forget that, gncshownotes.com. You can find that link to those show notes, of course, as well at geeknewscentral.com. So definitely check that out. Hey, I'm available really everywhere. Everywhere there's a place to connect with people, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, at Geek News at Twitter. Of course, good old traditional email at geeknews@gmail.com. And we even got a hotline where you can actually call into that at 619-342-7365. But I think the times have changed over the number of years we've done this show where people don't like to pick up the phone so much and make a call. So we're looking at some alternative ways for you to connect with the show. But, you know, really, email is the easiest. And just drop me a line anytime, again, at one of those particular take-up points. And we'll definitely read your comments on the air. Every email that comes in gets covered at the end of the show. So we hope that you'll stick around to the end and hear the listener feedback. Again, we're part of the Tech Podcast Network, 130, 140 plus tech shows that are all basically family safe. So lots of great content over there. We're up streaming tonight on live stream. So everything looks good right now. I had a little trouble with the internet here on the last show. But the video recording is being master recorded in 3 locations, so we should be good. And the audio machine hasn't given me any trouble in a while, so let's knock on wood that we're not going to have hardware issues tonight. But I want to thank GoDaddy.com for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. And really, GoDaddy really makes some things happen for us. And, you know, your support of this sponsor is absolutely crucial to our success. And I can't say that any stronger. So if you get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, you're going to find all of our promo codes over there. Everything where you can save cash is available at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. All of our promo codes, of course, there's two specials going on this month. Our 249.com, this is for one new or transfer for the first year, and then 35% off for new customers by using the promo code 35OFF1. Now, don't forget, if you are an existing customer, you can use any one of my codes. Now, here's something that I questioned the folks over at GoDaddy on a couple days ago, because I've gotten some emails. People say, hey, Todd, I'm using your codes, but they're giving me a better discount. So what's going to happen is if you get over to the GoDaddy website and you use all my codes and don't find one there that lowers the price, make sure you leave the code in the system. Don't clear it, because what happens is, as long as the code's in there or you've gotten there via the website from a banner ad click, I get credit, even though you get a better discount. So that's the cool part. Didn't always used to be that way. So when there's a sale going on, and they basically got a better deal than what I'm offering you here on the show, which I wish wouldn't happen, but does, you will be able. So that's actually probably a good thing for you guys too, to know that sometimes you can save more money by going to basically coming from my website and going in. But long story short, as long as you put a code in there, one of the codes that'll save you, may not save you any additional money, but it will give me credit. So that's important to always always use the promo code. So again, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy for the codes. And don't forget, you know, just if you get over there and you're searching around and you find something that you like, you know, I've had a lot of fun buying different domains. We're getting ready to sell. Matter of fact, I have a final offer on a domain. It's one that I've held for a while. I had some plans for it initially, but another gentleman's getting ready to start a business. He needs the domain. We hashed out a price. We're working to get that finalized and get that transferred to him. So, you know, that's pretty exciting for me because, you know, I've got a couple hundred domains. And if I sell one or two a year, that really takes care of all my renewals and a whole bunch of other stuff. So keeping our fingers crossed that that sale goes through here in the, over the next couple of weeks. Got to get a bill of sale done and all that. You know, basically, there's a lot of trust. When you're doing a domain sale as a private party, you know, the guy's getting ready to write you a big check. And, you know, he wants to make sure he gets his merchandise right. So just going to go through the full legal process to make sure he's satisfied that he's going to get it. Yes, I told him, just go online, look me up. It's no secret who I am. And, you know, I think you could out me pretty quick if I didn't deliver what I agreed to. So, but long story short, you know, he's being careful, as he should be. But, again, all the kind of the cool things you can do, you know, I'm a little bit of a domain speculator in buying some stuff up. But at the same time, you know, I use all the products and services here at Geek News Central, the geeknewscentral.com website. All my personal websites run on GoDaddy servers, and even some of our Raw Voice infrastructure is running on GoDaddy servers as well. Not all, but a portion of it. So definitely check them out. And it's a company I trust. And, you know, if you think about this, you know, you guys been around a long time. You look at the availability of Geekness. Now, of course, famous last words, right? Everything's been running smooth for months. As soon as I say, you know, look at the reliability of my server, it'll crash. But that's my responsibility. But long story short, it sits there and hammers away month after month and delivers the performance I need to keep you guys coming back to the website. And that's what it's really all about. So I want to thank GoDaddy for being a sponsor here. We want you to be a customer of them. If you've noticed, the tone of the company has changed a little bit here. Some leadership changes going around. So I think some of that's for the good. And the product's maturing, and I think we've matured along with it. So thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor here. Okay, so let me switch gears here and make sure I get through my list. Yeah, don't forget, you can watch the show on Roku, Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV, all available that way. I keep getting asked, why do I not have a iPhone or an Android app? And here's what we have found. And I just am basically living kind of through the data that I see. People that have apps get very small numbers of people that use them. And it's very expensive to build a good app and have it right. And we, you know, we've had several attempts here over the years, but really did not end in really any successful conclusion. And I don't know where we got lost on having an app for the show. But in the long run, because it's so easy now to subscribe to the show via the, if you've got an iPhone, via iTunes or one of the podcast applications like Beyond Pod for the Android, it's just too easy to have all your shows that you listen to subscribe to in one app. And, you know, who wants to go and load, you know, Todd's app just to listen to the show? I think you guys should be able to manage. And I don't know if you guys think I'm wrong there, let me know. But, you know, the thousands of dollars I'd have to expend in order to have a couple of great apps, to me at this point, or pay someone a month to maintain one at this point is, you know, to call me crazy. But I think the way people consume content is a little bit different in the podcast space. And but anyway, you can get me on iTunes. You can get me on the Droid and a variety of different devices. And so we want you to be subscribed, of course, and take me with you wherever you go. That's an important part. Okay, so let's talk about what's coming up. I leave on Saturday. I go to Detroit. I'm there as a guest of Ford for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm going to go. I got to line up. I'm going to get to meet Waz, which is going to be cool. And a whole bunch of other net celebrities are going to be there. The list was pretty good. I met some of the people before. I actually know some of the folks personally, but a whole bunch of new people I'm going to be able to get to meet, which is going to be exciting. I think I'm excited the most about meeting Waz and just to, you know, go up and shake the guy's hand and say thank you. So for what he's done and, you know, there's just a few people in the computer space. Let's just talk about the PC space that are really, you know, if we want to look at it, the godfathers of the industry. You know, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Wozniak, you know, these guys, you know, don't get me wrong, there's plenty others that were, but those three really made a huge, huge impact on our world. And what we have sitting before us, if you're on a laptop or if you're on a tablet or whatever, would not have been possible in its current iteration without those guys. So, you know, Waz was on early on in the hardware and stuff, and he wasn't so much in software, but still, he's one of the godfathers of, you know, the PC era. You know, again, the PC era, not the mainframe era, but the PC era. So I'm sure there's two handful more of people as well. But, you know, when you think about it, just those are the guys that come straight to mind, right? So get to meet him. So it's going to be a great couple of days. And then I'm going to transition. I'm going to go home to my homestead where I grew up. I'm going to spend 3 days at my mom's new place. Of course, it's my mom and my sister's and her husband's new place. And kind of get caught up there. We're going to do an insider video. So there will be a special video that's going to be released just for the folks that are supporting the show at geeknewscentral.com/insider through a $5, $10, $25, $50 a month contribution. Or those that have made one-time contributions, we're going to basically have a special video for them. Now, what I'm going to do is there's going to be something really exciting coming because as soon as I get back from this trip where I'm going to be going, and actually we're going to have Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, is going to be our guest host here at Geek News Central next Monday. He's going to put out the show. So you'll get to see Don. Don's going to talk tech. I think you'll have a great time with Don, and definitely send him a feedback. He'll give you his email address and everything else. So be nice to him. He's one of my very good, and he's a mentor and a very good friend of mine. I think that's important in this space, right? To have friends and to be, to have friends is important. But, you know, co-hosts, people that are co-hosting shows on here, you know, you look at Rob Greenlee, co-host with me on the New Media Show. Him and I are great friends. And Don and I are great friends. And he runs the Gadget Professor. You know, Langley and I have known each other for a long time. And we're friends. And it's, you know, it's all about, you know, kind of this community. And it's about the family, right? And we've talked about that a lot here. And that's why this show, I think, is different than so many others. Because, you know, it is kind of this closeness and this ohana that we try to live up to. But anyway, I get back from Michigan, and I'm home just a couple of days because on July 2nd, I board an aircraft to go back to Los Angeles. And then on Wednesday, July 3rd, I go to Google and pick up glass. So I will be at the Los Angeles office. I was going to go to San Francisco, but just looking at my schedule and getting in and getting out, a little cheaper to go into L.A., you know, basically probably about $600 cheaper total with hotel rooms and everything else. So we'll be definitely in L.A. on the 3rd. I arrive back here in Honolulu the morning of the 4th of July. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to put together a video. And I'm going to do it with glass. And again, I hope this all works out. There will be charge. I'll be able to, because I want you guys to, and this is, the initial video is going to be for the insiders. Okay, the those of you that have supported this show with dollars, I'm going to do the first video off glass. It's going to come to you, the insiders, and you guys to get my reaction. Now, what I'm going to do is you guys will get it first. You're going to get it a week ahead of the rest of the audience here at Geek News Central. We are going to release it to the entire audience, but I'm going to give the insiders a first dibs at it, to be able to kind of absorb my feelings on what this whole glass experience is all about. I think I am going to be one of the very first few in Hawaii to get glass, and I fully expect maybe even to be met at the airport with by the press. It's hard to say. There's little emails going back between me and a couple of reporters at this point, so we'll see. But anyway, glass will be in my possession on July 3rd at about noon. And I'm really pretty excited. Now, I had gotten an email from Bree, one of our longtime listeners of the show, and she had basically sent me a link to an article. Is like 5 reasons why you shouldn't get glass. And here's what I want you guys to understand. And when I put in my request for glass, it was near the If I Had Glass program, the hashtag. And basically, I talked about, I travel a lot, I get to see a lot of cool things, have different experiences, and, wow, that was weird. And then, for those of you who are listening, I had just, like, all of a sudden, something was, like, wandering around in my mouth, and was, you know, you're like, where did that come from? Yes, I brushed my teeth and floss, but I don't know where that was sick. Anyway, long story short, we're going to... You know, what I really want to have here is more than anything is not to be a scoble. I want to be able to see where this, from an everyday standpoint, is going to take us. Now, we know it's early. We know that the hardware is not, you know, probably where it needs to be. You know, there's going to be, there's factors with this, okay? We understand that. But I think it's important to be able to try to live up to the mantra, if I had glass, where I'm going to be sharing experiences. And, you know, one of the things is, you know, all of us have fleeting moments of brilliance, right? We all of us have these moments where we're something we think about goes, oh man, think of, and you know, if I can just capture that at that moment, what I'm thinking, and be able to share that in different types, I think this would be really where the effectiveness is going to be. Now, the utility of it, you know, it's going to grow with time, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, I really wish I had the glass to go to Detroit with. I really do, because I think that would be really cool to have it there. But that's not the way it's going to be. We'll get them on 3rd. And then, of course, you know, the 4th of July, you know, this year falls on a Thursday. So I have to make a decision what I'm going to do for a show that day. Everyone's going to be out, going to be barbecuing, going to be enjoying fireworks. So there probably will be no show on the 4th, but there will definitely be something. I'm going to put something out that will that you'll get. But the insiders will definitely get this first inside video, and it'll probably be done in L.A. And it may be me in the car, in the rental car, going back to the hotel, being able to share, hopefully, right when I get these things, be able to, boom, you know, you know, let's go ahead and record, and you'll get my, and the setup will be kind of boring, but you know, we'll talk about that experience as well. But excited about that. So we'll see where this goes, and I hope you guys are excited too to take this little adventure with me. Not a cheap adventure, but at the same time, it'll be an adventure I think is going to pay off dividends down the road. So, okay, what else is going on Thursday? So, obviously, I back up just a little bit. I'll be in Michigan again, spend some time with my folks, or with my mom and her and my sister. But if anyone wants to, we'll have a meetup. If anyone wants to come down or come up or come across on Friday, kind of a little meetup in southern Michigan. So, if you're within striking distance, let me know. And maybe we'll do something on Friday, meet at a bar or a restaurant or something. Come into town, stay overnight, whatever you want to do. We'll do that on Friday, but and that would be Friday the 28th. And you got to email me. Let me know if you're interested in coming down. If we get really kind of this enough groundswell of people coming in, we'll do it. If it's just one person that wants to come in, it's probably not worth the. You know, it's not necessarily not worth my time, but at the same point, kind of like to do a group thing, and it'd be good. So, you know what I am going to ask. And this is going to sound kind of weird, is that if you would like to help with the glass experience, we're definitely soliciting one-time donations at this point to help with the additional cost that's going to be incurred in going getting these. And my main thing is to share with you guys this experience and glass and bring it as part of the show and be able to share stuff with you guys. So, you know, how that's going to be implemented, we're going to figure this out as we go as a team here. And if you'd like to make a one-time contribution, I would definitely appreciate it. And you can find that at geekandcentral.com/insider. And there's a link there on how you can do that on PayPal and so forth. But thanks for those of you that consider that. And again, if you're already a contributor, don't worry. But if you want to make a one-time, we definitely... And also, if you've never made a contribution, this one-time will get you into that insider stack. All right, let's go ahead here, and we get into the regular content tonight. I've already jibber-jabbered enough about glass, but I'm kind of giddy. I called one of my buddies here in Hawaii as soon as I said, hey, Steve, I got my invite, and he's like, oh, and he is giddy, and, you know, so we're both, I'm really excited about this. So my son is jazzed. My daughter's kind of like, what? And my wife understands the significance of this, and it's a big deal. I think it is. And I think you guys should be proud that you're part of this audience and you'll be able to get this kind of me and you will be able to talk about these things. And what I really want to be able to have you guys here and try the doggone things on too. But we'll see how it works. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to make them look cool. After all, I'm not 20. You know, I don't have as much hair as I used to. So this is not going to be anything about any sex appeal. It's not, it might be the absolute opposite. That's the thing. The only thing is kind of like, okay, I'm going to be totally dorked out. But the price one must pay to enlighten and to share with the audience here. So, hey, let's go ahead and knock out the last sponsor spot, and then we'll get into the content here. Summer is here, and the weather's great. Kids are out of school, and really, there's so many other places you'd rather be than sitting behind a desk, right? But even though you don't want to be at work, business doesn't stop, and there's good news. You can escape the office and still stay connected to your coworkers and clients. You can share ideas, problem solve, get projects done. And really, this is done with one product and one product only. And that's GoToMeeting with HD Faces, the powerful, simple way to meet and collaborate online with GoToMeeting by Citrix. It just takes a click to share your screen and work on documents in real time. And just turn on your webcam to make that experience an HD, you know, make it an online experience with an HD video conference. See each other face-to-face, and that's critical. And watching someone's reaction, it's like meeting in person. It really is. And easily launch or join a meeting from wherever you are, whenever you need using your computer, smartphone, or tablet, even present from your iPad. I love GoToMeeting, so I want you to try GoToMeeting as well for free for 30 days. For this offer, this is an offer here, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Again, remember to use the promo code PODCAST. GoToMeeting, meeting is believing. I want to thank Citrix GoToMeeting here. I love this product. I use it on a daily basis. It was essential in signing one of the biggest contracts our company has ever signed in recent times. We haven't made the press release yet about it. We're waiting for the customer's product to come online to do so. But this product allowed me to have face-to-face with executives at a very major corporation. And where we were not at the same table, but we were able to look each other eye to eye, and they understood the dedication and the commitment that we had to the product that they were contracting for. And I think it made the deal. I think it was the difference. I think it was the selling point. Wasn't on a phone, hanging on a cord. You know, it was using modern tools. GoToMeeting. Use that promo code PODCAST. Get that free trial. All right. Hey, let's go ahead here. And I should back up. And, you know, I do have a big major announcement that we're going to make here soon. We signed the biggest deal we've ever signed with an individual company. After many months of due diligence, many months of we were compared to our competitors, and we won. And we won large from getting signing a client that I feel is going to make an impact with our company. And they believe in our product. And I can't wait to share with you guys who it is and what we were able to accomplish and what we're going to be doing for them. I think you guys will be astounded as well. Maybe not, but it's been a long time coming. It really has. But anyway, I'm almost revealing, so I'll be quiet. And we should have that announcement end of next week, I think, is when I think their product is supposed to come online. Let me look at the date. Yeah, we might be able to make an announcement on Friday the 31st, potentially, or maybe even the 30th. Got to get with them and make sure they're good with us cutting that loose. But they're going to be online full tilt the 1st of July. Angelo is very, very busy deploying their solution. So it's pretty exciting stuff. Okay, so let me go ahead and load up the tech content. And there's a, you know, the first thing I saw today when I was doing show prep, are we already cyborgs? Jean-Luc Picard, we're not quite tapped in yet, but there's been a lot of discussion where we're going to be in 20 or 30 years, how connected we are. Is virtual reality going to be starting to take residence? Are we going to be downloaded? You know, are we going to get to a certain point where we're going to be half robot? Or full of parts that are, you know, pre-manufactured on a printer. Very well could be. There's a pretty good video by filmmaker and futurist John Silva, who goes on an epic audible through Bubble discussing how gadgets have become extensions of our skin already. Are we all just cyborgs already? That's the question. And if we aren't, what do those tools mean to us? So anyway, I'll have that link up in the show notes. It's a YouTube video, a couple-minute video you'll be able to check out. Also, on CNET today, they're talking about Google Glass. Could it be the next iPhone? A new Forrester research report shows that 12% of U.S. population is willing to wear augmented reality eyeglasses on an everyday basis. Now, we'll see about that. We'll see if people are really ready to go there. Google Glass, I think, in a couple of years could be as big as the iPhone. And we're going to see people walking down the street, grocery shopping, and riding the subway with wearable tech sitting on their face. You know, here's what I want. the wife sends me an email with the grocery list, and I can walk down the aisle in the grocery store and have the list here. I have to look at my phone. That'll be cool. Maybe she'll even be so nice to tell me which section it's in, because normally I can't find stuff. Hey, you want to go on an, fellas, if you don't do the grocery shopping, you want to get some exercise, have your wife give you a list about 25 items to find in the grocery store, and go get it. You're going to walk a long ways, because you're not going to find this stuff. You're saying it's supposed to be here and it's about four aisles back. You know, you watch a guy in a grocery store. The wives are like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they're out the door, right? Us, we're like back 5 aisles, across 4 more, back 6. You know, it's like that. It's like that game. What's that game where you? It's not. I can't remember. It's a board game where you go so many forward and then it knocks you back 10. It's kind of one of those deals. So I want that grocery list in my, you know, my Google Glass, and directions and driving and all this stuff. We'll see how it's going to work, but hands-free devices are going to be important. And I think the Gen Y and Gen Z folks that are interested in higher tech are going to be really on this big time. You know, I think I'm outside of the demo a little bit when it comes to glass, but we'll see how this goes. It's not a win, but if it's not win, and it's not an if product. It's just a matter of time until this is until we see more of this. And we know there's a lot of companies working on solutions. All right, let's switch gears here a little bit and get off of the exciting stuff about glass. And let's just talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's still going on in the news. Do you gamble online? I know some of you do. I know some people in my wife's extended family that gambles online. And you probably are being monitored. And I'll have a link up to an article on Bloomberg Businessweek. I am finding this site to be pretty doggone good. In their tech section, if you're not subscribed to Bloomberg Businessweek tech section, I highly recommend. They've got a great RSS lineup of all their subject matters. They are coming out with some really good stuff recently. It was reported that I don't know if we talked about this on the last show, but the FBI has used drones for surveillance in limited cases over U.S. soil, FBI Director Robert Mueller said, told a U.S. Senate community. He said that the agents had very few drones and had used them in a very minimal way. You know, there's all kinds of very unique, you have to listen very carefully to how they say things. Okay, so very few. Okay, what's the definition of very few? A very few, if I said I have very few cars and it's just me, that's like two cars, right? Or one. If the government says they have very few drones, plural, does that mean 100? you know, economy of scale, right? How much can you afford? So you might get droned. And the question is, are those drones armed? That's the true question. Also, a very interesting thing that was made in some of the Senate congressional hearing that focused on some things that the FBI said. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Mr. Mueller addressed a proposal to require telephone companies to retain calling logs for 5 years, the period that the three-letter agency is keeping them, for investigators to consult rather than allowing the government to collect and store them all. He cautioned it would take time to subpoena the companies for numbers of interest and get the answers back. Basically, he said, the point being that it will take an awful long time. So, in other words, the FBI is admitting that obeying the Constitution just takes too much time. And I can understand in a digital world that we live in, things move and flow very, very fast. And so he felt it'd take them too long to respond to a subpoena. So it's an interesting tidbit of just basic, you know, of all the stuff going on in the space, a little bit of information that's being shared. So at least that they're, you know, publicly coming out and talking about during the hearings. Along with this, kind of switching, you know, more of a governmental topic, but not according to some of this privacy stuff. The FTC, as we had heard, is now planning to go ahead and go after patent trolls. The FTC is launching a sweeping investigation of patent trolls that will hopefully expose some of the more nefarious practices of those quote-unquote groups. The FTC chairman, Edith Ramirez, is planning to ask the full commission to approve an inquiry that would include the issuance of subpoenas to companies that are known as patent assertion entities. I like how they put that. And unflatteringly as patent trolls. The move comes after the issuance of several executive orders by the president directing executive agencies to take steps to protect innovators from frivolous litigation. This actually might be good. If we can get the patent trolls a little bit of pressure, it may help tech innovators out there. So we'll see what the FTC does, or this hopefully they actually do something, and time will tell. All right, let's talk about Dig. Great article over on Wired. Something old, something new. And this is about Dig Reader. And Dig Reader is going to be coming at the end of the month. Matter of fact, they say they're going to open the bad boy up on the 26th or 27th. So don't miss it. You're going to have a short time to migrate your data. Today, Feedly turned on their cloud. So if you've been using Feedly, you go to cloud.feedly.com. You can import your stuff from Google. That gets it off of Google's system and into their cloud so that you don't have to worry. You're syncing on Feedly system, not on Google system anymore. So just be aware that they've done that transition. Seemed a little bit better on performance-wise. So probably no API calls going back to Google, so it's all in their internal structure. So very, very cool. So anyway, this great article on Wired about what Dig's doing. I'm excited about their reader because and I'm sure it's going to be a little bit touchy and go when they release it, but I'll give them a little bit of breathing room if they bring something that's fast. Fast, lean, a lean, mean machine is what I want. And they've listened, and hopefully they deliver on that. Now, I should have had this article a little further in the left on the timeline here, but let's talk about, you know, last show we talked about Texas making it harder to surveil its citizens, but Massachusetts wants to make surveillance easier. So they've got some legislation in place. Specifically, the Massachusetts bill will remove the requirement that electronic wiretapping warrant be connected with organized crime or indeed with a serious crime more generally. Potentially, even minor crimes like marijuana possession could become eligible for wiretapping by state authorities. Number two, they're going to double the length of an authorized wiretap from 15 to 30 days. Number three, they're going to legalize, this is the one that's probably the most troubling, they're going to legalize mass interception of communications at telecommunications switching stations rather than through individual wiretaps on individual phone lines. Now, all of them are concerning, but the last one in itself, can a state... Well, you know, the Fed's got their thing going on, right? But now can a state do this? A state is going to be able to be allowed to do mass interception? Massachusetts citizens, wake the beep up, please. This is crazy. I mean, I'm just shocked. It's Senate Bill 654. You can go to malegislature.gov/bills/188/senate/S654 or just follow the link that's on my website. Now, the EFF has put a petition to try to get Massachusetts lawmakers to realize what an incredibly bad idea this would be. But are they lost? We've already got a federal government that's out of control. Now we're going to have state governments. Please never allow me to, if I ever say I'm going to move to that part of the country, please remind me of this article. incredible. Really, really incredible. All right, we're really going to go right turn here, and we're going to switch from science, privacy, and tech, and we're going to get deep, and we're going to talk about aliens. There's an article over on Universe Today, and the title of it is, "Where Are All the Aliens?" And it's a pretty good article. It said, consider this, and we all know the universe is ginormous, right? There's as many as 400 billion stars. Think about that, 400 billion. And if you ever do it, want to know what a comparison is, what a billion really is, you know, they've got these, basically you can look at $1 million and $100 bills in a picture. You can look at 100 million and then you can look at a billion and get a comparison in size and just in $100 bills. And then you take that and then you multiply by 400 and what a, you know, 400, there's 400 billion stars and there are more than 170 billion galaxies in the observable universe. We know most of these stars have planets and many of those planets have gotten to contain, they have to contain minerals that fall within the star's habitable zone where liquid water is present. They say the conditions for life are probably everywhere, but where are all the aliens? And think about this. The universe has been around for 13.8 billion years. Human beings originated around 200,000 years ago. So we've only been around 0.01% of the age of the universe. And an intelligent species could have risen on any one of those countless worlds and broadcast their existence into the galaxy. And it goes into this whole discussion and talks about the Fermi paradox. And I'd never read the Fermi paradox. And if you want to read, I mean, if you want to like a mind blower that you really is going to make you think a little bit, just Google it and read it. And you know, so far as we know, Earth is the only place in the universe where life has arisen. But we can only be too ignorant to think that we're alone, right? But it goes on, it's a pretty good article. And talking about how the aliens may be talking to us on purpose. Maybe they are talking to us and we can't understand them. Maybe we're so pea-brained small and so insignificant that they're letting us figure out if we're going to survive. There were, you know, we haven't found no artifacts on Earth that points to the stars. Or have we? The pyramids. So, you know, where is all this? Where does this all lie? And I like the Wired article said, perhaps the most unsettling thought is that something happens to 100% of intelligent civilization that prevents them from exploring and settling the galaxy. Maybe something good, like the discovery of a transportation system to another universe, or maybe something bad, like a destructive technology that has destroyed every single civilization before us. How do you feel about the Fermi paradox? How do you resolve your contradictions? But it's always good to think. And these are the types of things that I like getting my kids talking about at the dinner table, or if we're sitting around, you know, getting talking about, you know, what's beyond and talking about the universe and the size and the pyramids and the Egyptians and all that cool stuff. And it's always fun. You know, that GoToMeeting got serious advertisement there for a while, didn't it? For those of you listening, I had the banner ad up the whole time here. That was productive. You know where to go get your free GoToMeeting. So anyway, cool stuff. All right, let's talk about Xbox One. Feedback results in some serious changes to Xbox One. It's nice to know when a company listens. And as a result, E3, gamers took the internet to express their extreme displeasure over some of the things Xbox One required. Many stated very clearly that they would buy a Sony PlayStation 4 instead of an Xbox. And that had to just about make the folks at Microsoft go into a mild panic. So today, Microsoft announced that interconnection will not be required to play offline Xbox One games. They're going to allow people to trade in, lend, resell, gift, and rent disc-based games are going to work just like they do today. And Microsoft has also clarified that if you choose to download your games, you will be able to play them offline just like you do so. So the question is this going to change people's thoughts on Xbox One? I told my son about it, and he's like, all they got to do now is get the price the same as the PlayStation 4. The PlayStation 4 is still $100 cheaper. And so we'll see where that goes from the pricing standpoint. But definitely a big change here today. I'm sure they had some meetings. And someone up very high in the food chain says, make this happen. So anyway, we'll see where this goes for the Xbox One. You know, the black boxes in our car have a lot of data. But lawmakers this week filed a bipartisan legislation that would give car owners control over the data collected in a black box style recorder that may be required in all models as soon as next year. This move follows a separate proposal made earlier this month that would limit telecommunication companies in tracking viewer activity with new digital video recorders. So the Black Box Piracy Protection Act would give vehicle owners more control over the information collected through a car or motorcycle on the event data recorder, which the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has proposed to be required in all cars as of 2014. So several representatives said many consumers aren't aware that this technology is in their vehicles. And it's more about we are watching you type stuff, yeah? So the bill is filed in response to reports that national telecommunication companies are exploring technology for DVRs that would record the personal activities of people as they watch television at home in order to target them for marketing and advertising. If implemented, among other things, when the recording device is in use, the words "we are watching you" would appear on the television screen. But they want people to know if they're being monitored, which is kind of an interesting move. But the black boxes and vehicles are trying to prevent some of that data. But you get in a wreck, you drunk, or you're doing something stupid, you know, they're going to know, and you're going to go to jail or you're going to be sued. The black boxes are going to tell a lot. They will not lie. They will have your speed, your braking reaction, everything. How long the car tires were locked up, you know, just about everything that you did in that vehicle, just like in an aircraft flight recorder, is going to be there for the investigators to go back and look at and make a determination if you were negligible. Accidents probably become more punishable, whereas people may have gotten away with stuff before. Probably not now. Moving on here, Pirate Bay co-founder gets 2 years in prison for IT firm hack. Gottfried Svartholm-Rog will face additional charges in Denmark. So as a defense attorney expected, a Swedish court has found Gottfried guilty of invasion of Nordra mainframe on aggravated fraud and attempted aggravated fraud. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison in Sweden. So I don't know if he's there already. And he's got some time served for sure. But he's going to be in jail for a while. Aaron's Law, much needed reforms to computer crimes law introduced in Congress. And so this is in response to Aaron Schwartz's suicide. On Thursday, Zoe Lofgren, Democrat of California, and Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, formally introduced Aaron's Law into the House of Representatives after requesting revisions from Reddit. So I'll put the full PDF up. It's in the article on Ars Technica. I'll have that link for you to check out and visit on your own and read through. But we'll see if this goes anywhere. Are you using Tor or an anonymous redirect service? If you are, it could increase chances that your data is being stored and being flagged. Using online anonymity services such as Tor or sending encrypted email and instant messages are grounds for U.S.-based communications to be retained, according to some documents that are online. So that's an interesting consideration if you're encrypting your email. Over on the Register, new super maxed out. Yes, new super max. That's one of the new computers in Australian National University. The 57,472 Sandy Bridge cores and with 160 terabytes of main memory and 10 petabytes of usable high-speed file system space was basically maxed out in its processor power within 24 hours of coming online. Professors and stuff were tasking it to do problems, and they had that bad boy loaded up. Its peak performance, 1.2 terabyte flops, as I think that's, or PFLOPs, and it achieved a six-fold improvement in file system performance. So very, very interesting here. But it made number 24 in the top 500 supercomputer list. So I'll be proud down under. All right, it's no accident. Facebook made Instagram's new videos exactly as long as a television commercial. Well, now you can put videos, those little like Vine-type videos up on Facebook, 15 seconds long. And, of course, they're probably going to have sponsored by messages embedded or in front of them or something. So coming soon to an Instagram feed near you, baby videos interspread with ads for baby gear. Just what we need. Apple antitrust trial ends, ruling could be broad. Apple is claiming doom and gloom. The U.S. government's going after them for antitrust on price fixing on e-books. So we'll see where this goes. With being that everyone else settled, all the other publishers settled, Penguin, HarperCollins, Simon & Schuster, Hachette, and Macmillan have all settled. Apple's the lone wolf remaining. We'll see where this goes, but basically, the trial is over. It could take 60 days to get the ruling results from the judges. We'll see where this goes. Associated Press has taken a stake in Bamboozer, the real-time mobile video service that helps eyewitnesses tell their stories. This is pretty, you know, remember when we launched our PCN? For those of you, was it PC? Yeah, Podcaster. Yeah, Podcaster News Network. We were way before our time. You know, we thought people would, PCN was designed to be a site where people would do local news. You know, they would report it. And we were happening to have this mass swell of people all over the country sending in their PCN reports. It would be like an iReport from CNN. But AP has took a stake in Bamboozer, the real-time mobile video service that helps eyewitnesses tell their stories. We were just about 7 years ahead of our time. it just cracks me up. These companies are, you know, getting huge money, and I thought, we thought of that. We were just too early. All right, Logitech decides to retain its Harmony remote division. Logitech took the wires today to announce that the Harmony Ultimate Hub, a device that turns an iPhone or Android device into a universal remote, is available for $100. But more importantly, Logitech also announced it decided to keep the Harmony division within the company rather than spinning it out into its own company, turning the division once again into a startup fighting for attention. So that's good news. They're going to keep it in the fold. Over on Time, hell is other people. This is an antisocial network. It's a slick new app that helps you avoid everyone you know. The catch? First, you have to share exactly where you're at. So it keeps track of your friends' check-ins and where they're tweeting from and basically shows them on a map. And you can reroute yourself around that if you don't want to be bothered. This is kind of an interesting app. I'd like to see where Plain Ingress, I'd like to see where all the other players are on my mobile device with a lot more ease than what we have to do now by using some plugins. But again, it's Hell is Other People. That's the name of the app. So definitely if you're trying to stay away from your friends and people that you know, that's the thing to use. Have you guys heard about Karma? Mobile broadband MVNO Karma has been running a social bandwidth experiment for 6 months, allowing anyone to connect to it to any of its customers' WiMAX hotspots for free. So far, it's had a lot of takers. Karma launched a social broadband experiment right before Christmas. And in that time, its customers, like Bandwidth Santa Claus, have distributed a total of 1,000 gigabits of free mobile data to anyone who has asked for it. Basically, you buy the Karma WiMAX hotspot for $80. But the difference is anyone can connect to it from a hotspot. And when they do, you and the person they connected to it gets 100 megs of data to play with. So it's an interesting model. I need to look at it a little closer and be able to tell how this worked. But they buy capacity from Clearwire. And so it's kind of a cool thing. Today, about 5,000 people a month are connecting to the Karma network. They've consumed about 1,000 gigabits of WiMAX data over 6 months, while hotspot owners typically share their connections 5 times a month, earning 500 megabits of data. In total, Karma users have earned about 3,000 gigabits of free data. So I need to go look at these and basically see how this works. I guess you can buy it too. A gig costs $14 and it never expires. So that's, I guess that's about normal on pricing. So I'll definitely be checking these out. Because if it is, I'll be taking these Karma devices with me and letting people connect to it. And it could turn out to be a pretty lucrative deal. Hey, Ford is testing a wireless brake system that can be seen around corners. So if you ever come around a bend and had a traffic jam or something going on in front of you that made you brake hard, well, if you had a warning system on your dash that something was approaching where you would need to brake, I think this is a pretty cool technology. Have you ever drove through San Joaquin Valley in January or February when the fog is about as thick as you can see in front of your hand? They have these horrible, horrible 100-car pileups. And I can see where you're on the highway, on I-5 going south or north and in California, and this sensor lights up and says, you need to slow down now. Could come in pretty handy and maybe keep you out of one of those 100-car pileups. And they happen. And they get loose and fast real quick. You know, you're cruising along, all of a sudden here's an accident. You don't see it coming because the fog is thick. And believe me, some vehicles, they just blast. They take their life in their own hands and drive way too fast in those conditions. But when I first heard about Netflix's Open Connect, I really was kind of get some curiosity on how it works and everything. Well, the folks over at GigaOhm talked to the Open Connect team here recently, and there's a video up on this. I was like, whoa. And, I wanted to really see what they did. They had a little crack team, like 5 or 6 people that was able to implement this. And basically, it's a system that goes into the internet service provider's head end so that they preload the data so all the movies and stuff are sitting there cached. And then it's just a short haul to the intake place. But it's very, very cool. I have the link up in this. You'll want to watch this. It's really smart what they've done there. They've built their own kind of mini CDN. So today, Nick Bradbury announced that the last version of Feed Demon is here. I'm going to highly recommend that every last one of you go out and grab this. He's released the sync-deprived final version. Basically, it's going to be a standalone app once again. And all of the features of the pro version are available. And ads are no longer shown in the bottom left of the screen. And as expected, the final version of FeedDemon does away with the Google Reader sync. And the first time you run it, all of your sync feeds will be converted to local feeds with no syncing. And this is big. So, Nick, man, you've been on this bad boy since 2003. I haven't used it on a regular basis, but it has a spot on my hard drive again. And, you know, I know that you've had personal challenges with some health issues in years past. I'm glad that is all behind you and glad you're, you know, I know you're enjoying who you're working with now. if you hear this, thank you. Thank you for all your work on Feed Demon, and thanks for making it free and giving us a pathway forward if these other companies kind of blow it, for a better word. All right, the Mac Pro. You know, I still am a little complexed by the design. And I've looked at this several times. I've looked at the guts, and I don't know what to think. I really don't. First of all, I don't understand why anyone would build something round. It just doesn't fit in an, you know, it's like a trash can, right? I want a square. You get much more space efficiency out of something. But, you know, the folks are oohing and aahing about the MacBook Pro or the Mac Pro. And I'm interested. I want to know how much it's going to cost. You know, I had not planned on making any computer purchases this year. The Mac Pro that I have is still doing a good job, but it's getting a little long in the tooth, but I don't want to spend $6,000 for a computer. And I'm afraid when the pricing on this comes out, it's going to be $3,000 to $5,000 or more. We'll see where the pricing is on this, but the specs are pretty incredible. They really are, but the folks over at Gizmodo say the Mac Pro recaptures the spirit of classic workstations of yore. And I don't know. You know, if you look at their article, they talk about the Silicon Graphics Fuel. I remember seeing that machine before and salivating over it. And, of course, the Sun SparkStation 5 and the SG Octane, these were all machines that, they would set you back in your seat from a cost perspective. So maybe, you know, they're just trying to one up, and, you know, the designers figured a way to make this thing round. Just odd. Just doesn't seem like it would be that efficient, but I guess maybe they did it for heat. I don't know, but, we'll see when the Mac Pro is actually released, when we get our hands on it and see the pricing. All right, you know, I'm on LinkedIn. I think LinkedIn is a place you should be if you are active in the workplace. And if you are thinking about a new job, or if you're looking for new employees, I feel LinkedIn is a very good location to be. Now, Jen, one of our writers, is not a big fan. She's not on LinkedIn. And she says, I used to have a LinkedIn account. It wasn't something I used very much, and I had honestly forgotten about it, but she started getting some email notifications of people that wanted to connect to her, and she didn't really want to connect with them, and she sent a tweet to @LinkedIn, and they basically responded very quickly and took care of her. She said that she got very excellent customer service from LinkedIn, even though she wasn't a customer. Now, Jen, come on now. LinkedIn, maybe you're not in the market for work or connecting, but I think LinkedIn is pretty important today when it comes to highlighting your job, highlighting your skills, having people write referrals for you. Did a couple today. A buddy of mine is getting ready to retire from the Navy. I wrote a recommendation for him. He's getting ready to enter the civilian workforce. So, you know, it's a very stressful time. You know, and the guy's great. So if I just, you know, basically relying on recommendation, if that helps him get a job, so be it. Depends on, I guess, what stage in life you're in and where you're at from a job perspective, if you need one. Another article wrote on Geek News Central by KL talking about Apple TV has been updated. And with more content, including HBO Go and Watch ESPN. So these are two new features. So that's exciting. They also added Crunchyroll, Kello, Sky News as well. So those are available to those of you that are that have Apple TVs. And I'm excited to see HBO Go over there. Of course, HBO Go has been on the Roku for a while. Just finished season 2 of Game of Thrones about midnight last night. Kind of a weird end to season 2. So now I get to start season 3. All right, Facebook photo comments, let the photo bombing begin. So now if you put a photo up on Facebook in your status, you can make a comment on it. Before, you couldn't comment on it, but that is now possible. So anyway, When you go to Facebook, you'll see a camera icon in the comment box. It allows you to attach an image or and not take a picture directly from your webcam. This function only shows up on the webpage. So it's supposed to be an Android and iOS app. So we'll see where this leads. But you can add photos easily to Facebook. And thanks, Jeffrey Powers, for writing that article on Geek News Central. Gadget Professor number 111 is available. Fix Me Stick, new and improved. So definitely check out the Gadget Professor show number 111. And Mr. Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. And definitely check out his show. Facebook has announced cinema stabilization for video on Instagram, iOS version only. So a little bit of stabilization to videos that you're going to be able to shoot on Instagram. Vine has gotten an official talent agency, helps you profit from your 6 seconds of fame. So apparently they're trying to figure out how to make Vine profitable. You probably watch a 15-second ad and then you get 6-second video. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? lots of reviews on the video on Instagram. So there's some basically instruction videos and stuff available. I'll have that linked up in the show notes. And the big thing that I heard yesterday, Apple was awarded a $30 million iPad deal from LA Unified School District. So basically, Los Angeles School Board of Education approves to begin a massive rollout of iPad to its students across the school district starting this fall. And they're going to buy a bunch of iPads. And they're going to give it to every student across 47 campuses. I wonder how that's going to work. So we'll see. But Apple will provide iPads to include the Pearson's Common Core system of courses delivered with via new app. As part of the integrated solutions, it's going to have iWork, iLife, and iTunes. And in addition, a range of educational third-party apps are also included. I don't know if it's going to be a custom build where they can add or subtract stuff, but I'm sure school books and so forth will be on there as well. Okay, those of you that are still following the Mega Upload saga, LeaseWeb, one of Mega Upload's former hosting companies in outside the United States, they wiped the user data on 690 servers without warning. Petabytes of data and backups, mostly European users, are now gone forever. And Kim.com is outraged by the scandal and says this is what the U.S. government was hoping would happen all along. He says, I'm furious about this betrayal and extremely sad. Well, you can't blame the company. They had 690 servers there they couldn't make any money on. I'm not going to say the full name, but KickTorrent regains control of their cat.ph domain. It probably won't be there for long, but they were able to get it after a restraining order expired. So probably off to a different domain here soon. Hey, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory has put together an incredible, I spent probably an hour. Let's see if I can do this here. Is that the page? So let's flip this and let's open that. And it's loading. Let me go ahead and see if I can blow this out. Let's do a full screen. So those of you that are watching, this is some incredible images. For example, here's some of the tire tracks. Just look at the clarity on this. This is a billion pixel view from Mars. Here's a hill. It looks like they got a little pixelization there, but if you look at the bottom portion of that, see the hill in the distance. Let's see here. Here's one of the places where they going and they actually lasered. So they show where they actually shot the laser into the Mars soil. They actually have you can even see where the landing site is. And you have to look, it's a ways away, but you can actually see where the landing site for the rover was. This is an incredible, and they zoom way in on different things. So if you are watching a video, if you're listening, this is, whoa, it's really cool. This is really, to me, I spent a long time on this. My kids sit here, watch it with me. We were playing with it, zooming around, looking at stuff. We're looking, trying to find that that rat. We didn't find the rat, but it really an incredible stitched together image for sure from a JPL. I had to laugh because sometimes companies get cease and desist letters, right? Well, a lawyer wrote a pretty comical response to a local community in California, West Orange, township of West Orange, who tried to have a individual's personal website taken down that he was basically westorange.info. But this lawyer wrote this very comical response back to the legal counsel at this specific township. And I'm not going to go into the first part of this because I want you guys to read it yourself. But at the very bottom of his response, I just got to read this part because this is pretty cool. He says, off topic, but as long as we're chatting, I hear demand that the township refund in the amount of $28,763 for excess property taxes levied on 74 Terrence Avenue since my acquisition of ownership of on August 9th, 2010. Detailed calculations and legal authority available on request. Oh, and it goes, PPS. Wait, I have a better idea. I just learned that westorange.gov is still available and any state or local agency can license it from the U.S. Government General Service Administration for only $125 a year. Since the whole refund thing might trigger a stampede if word got around, instead, how about I form a limited liability company to conceal my identity and then use it to license westorange.gov from the GSA? I just need a letter from the mayor designating my LLC as an authorized township agent. And then my LLC will sublicense the domain to the township for a paid royalty of $28,763.22. Pretty clever, huh? So this is the kind of the tone of the letter. I'll let you read the other part. This guy, we'll see the response. We'll keep you informed of what the response is going to be from the company. Also, KL wrote up an article on Geek News Central talking about the 10 must-have apps for a Mac. Dropbox, 1Password, OmniFocus, Navault, Text Expander, Hazel, Quicksilver or Alfred, Evernote, Fantastical, Multi-Markdown Composer. I've only got like one of those. So I'm going to definitely check all these out. If you're looking for 10 must-have applications for the Mac, look at KL's great list. Also on Geek News Central, Rovio's rolled out Icebreaker, a Viking Voyage game for iOS. So there's 95 levels. It's got some puzzles, all kinds of cool stuff. So definitely check it out. Alan wrote up the article on GNC on that as well. So definitely you'll want to visit Geek News Central and look at all our great content. Last couple articles tonight. Microsoft reportedly tried to build an Amazon killer, but decided to shelve it. So nothing gained, nothing lost. LG is going to debut an Optimus G successor on August 7th at a media event in New York City. Invitations are arriving to various media outlets saying, come on down. So we'll see a new, of course, I really fell in love with that Optimus G that I was able to test here. Didn't get to keep it, but really, I really did fall in love with it. Last article tonight. Just so you know, feds have seized 1,700 online domains in 3 years. That's what their count is currently. And so if you don't think they're not still basically seizing domains, you're sadly mistaken. All right, let's go ahead and move into email comments. Let's see here. The last show today is June 20th. The last show was recorded on June 17th. So all new email after that. Got an email here from Richard. Torrent Freak update. Oh, Pirate Bay founder will be extradited to Denmark. So I think we knew that. Following a hacking-related trial in Sweden last month, Pirate Bay co-founder Gottfried is now expected to go through the same process in Denmark. They don't know when that's going to happen, Richard, but it is expected to happen, as you indicate in this link to this article. Got an email from Jeff. He says, Xbox One will not require restricted use games. Yes, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate that very, very much for sending that over. We actually used that link in tonight's show. Got an email here from Bree. She said, hey, Todd, I'm sure you've seen this article in Google Glass, but if you've not read it, you may enjoy doing so. The article may inform your discussion with the Ohana and the world after you experience your own glass use test. See the first article and link below. And I did. I read through this, but this article is why you shouldn't join Google Glass Early Adopter Club and more. So it talks about why a guy decided not to go with it. So we'll see if he's 100% right after my acquisition of glass on July 3rd. Got an email here from Jeff. Jeff saying, hey, Todd, Microsoft to start dumping Surface RT to schools for $199. Article Ron /. Thanks for that, Jeff. I appreciate it. Got an email from Dino. He says, hey, Todd, article on Gizmodo. iPhone versus Android mapped across the entire world. This is a cool infographic, Dino. Thanks for that. I'll have that link up in the show notes. So a lot of cool articles. You guys sending me links to stuff. Keep those types of things coming. And we're going to restart the listener links in the show notes. I know that's been missing, so we'll get those back up and get these links in so everyone has access to them. But as always, we want to hear your feedback and also submit me links just like you have. Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address. You can send those articles or comments or topicality too. We appreciate it. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter @geeknews. And, again, it's been my pleasure to bring you the show today. Todd Cochran here from Geek News Central in the fabulous studios overlooking Greater Honolulu. Thanks for our sponsors, GoDaddy. And, of course, get your 35% off as a new customer by using the promo code GO35OFF1 or get that $2.49.com Geek249. If you've tried to get a second, we're finding out people are only really getting one a month. And that's what it looks like. So that code is going to be expiring here. You got about 10 days if you haven't picked up one for $249. You can't beat the price. Do a little speculating. Pick something up in the auction. Well, the auctions cost you more. But if you find a domain that you want, pick it up, get $249 value there. Don't forget to get a hosting account with it as well. Buy them separately, okay? Buy the domain, then come back right into the system and buy the hosting account to go with it. Use a different promo code, and we get a 2-for-1 there. So definitely appreciate everyone's utilization and support of GoDaddy. Of course, thanks for GoToMeeting as well for being here and being a sponsor on the show. Okay, so let's go ahead and get this thing a wrap. If you guys want to help out with glass, be an insider. GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. I guess what this is kind of like where the preacher at church says, we're going to take a special offering. And we want everyone to basically get up and move and go above and beyond. And we definitely want you to move and give above and beyond. Any contribution is very much appreciated. And we'll get back into prize giveaways, too. I got a stack of stuff here. This got more stuff in we need to get rid of. So we'll probably start those on the next show. All right, everyone, take care. We'll see you next time. Oh, and by the way, you'll be with Don, the Gadget Professor, on Monday. You'll be with me and basically my homestead on Thursday. Don't know if we're going to be able to do live. Don't know if there's enough bandwidth, but there'll be a video, and it probably will be from the barn. I would think I would be recording. Maybe I'll be recording from the new house. I don't know. Maybe it'll be a walking tour. Who knows? There'll be a show on Thursday from me, but next show will be Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, here at Geek News Central as a guest host. Everyone take care. We'll see you. Take care. And aloha.